Benjamin Aaron Troy.
Truth of the Choshev Tzibur, I think most, or maybe all of you are older than me, so Bereshuschem, I'd like to say some to Moira's a Shaila today. Tzviris Oima. There is a halacha by Tzviris Oimer that the mitzvah to be sofer, to count the Oimer from Pesach to Shavuos, that the mitzvah to do to count the Oimer. There's a mitzvah, there's a halacha by Tzviris Oimer, when you make Tzviris Oimer, that it has to be bar midah. You can't be seated, you can't say Tzviris Oimer sitting down. When you say Tzviris Oimer, you have to be standing. And the Rishonim learned out of a pasuk, Mahochel Chermesh Bekoma, from when the chermesh, the sickle, starts cutting the koma, the tvua, from then you start counting the omer. So the Rishonim say, why did the pasuk have to tell me Bekoma? Mahochel Chermesh. And what does the sickle cut? Of course, the only thing he cuts is tvua. So the Rishonim learn out of there, Bakoma, Al Tikra Bakoma, don't read it Bakoma, which means Tvur, wheat, Elo Bakoma. That when you say Sviris Oima, you have to be standing up. So we learn out of that halacha, Sviris Oima, that you have to stand up. And from that halacha, we also learn that Birchas HaMitzvahs, when you make a brocha on the mitzvahs, you also have to be standing up. Yeah, that depends which mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs, achilas matzah, we say b'yeshiva. Leishah b'sukkah, we say b'yeshiva. Kiddush. We also say b'yeshiva. Yeah, there's some. I won't go into the whole range of mitzvahs, but there is an important point that tefillin's a machlokes. There's a minig Ashkenazim that put tefillin on, but they make the brocha. They put tefillin on b'amida, so they make the brochas b'amida. The minig, the svardim that tefillin shel yad, they put on b'yeshiva, so make the mele and make the brocha b'yeshiva. Mogan Rav's not happy about it. He says even so, you put tefillin on b'yeshiva, you should be making the brocha b'amida. That's a whole. It's a very wide ranging subject on brochas. One important point is that the Mishnah Berurah says that ituf sitzis, that the maisa ituf, the actual putting on the talus, has to be also ba'amida. It's not only the brocha of sitzis has to be ba'amida, the actual putting on the talus also has to be ba'amida. Yeah, that is negeir for a talus cotton in the morning. A talus cotton, that when you put on your talus cotton in the morning, it could be, you have to make sure to put on your talus cotton standing. It's not enough that later when you make the brocha, lisatif betzitzi, you're standing. Now, when the actual putting on the talus has to be, the talus cotton, has to be ba'amida. Oh, so that's... What? No, it's not ma'akev. It's the chatzchila, how you should be doing mitzvahs. Yeah, we always try to get to do the best, the correct way. But the other is
you don't have to repeat them.
Right. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah has to spell it out. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah spells it out that b'di'evet, even so we learn it out of a drasha, b'di'evet it's okay. Oh, so now there's another shaila in Hilchos Tzviris Oima. A shaila, all mitzvahs we know you can be yotze with shemaya ko'ina. Like kiddush, that the father says kiddush, and everybody's yotze kiddush with shemaya ko'ina. Kriyas HaTorah works with Shmei Koina. What Havdalah works with Shmei Koina? What? Shofar could be not Mamish Shmei Koina, right? What? the Kriyas Megillah up. Yeah, classic example, Kriyas HaMegillah, that works with Shmei HaKoina. Can you use Shmei HaKoina for Sviras HaOimer? Sviras HaOimer, can you use Shmei HaKoina? All mitzvahs which you do, which are bedibble, with speaking, so you can be Yotzer with Shmei HaKoina. If I have to hear a brocha, and I've got a sophic about it, I can be Yotzer with Shmei HaKoina. Twas Haderech, I'll be Yotzer with Shmei HaKoina. So can I be Yotzer Sviras HaOimer with Shmei HaKoina or not? So the Mishabura brings down in Tov Pei Tes, the Mishabura brings down a machloikas achronim, if Sviris HaOimer works with, if you can be Yotzer Sviris HaOimer with Shmei HaKoina or not. So what's the Mekoira Shaila? The Mekoira Shaila is, the Gemara in Menoche says, Usvartem Lochem. So the Gemara Dashon from the word Lochem should say Sfira Lechol Echad Vo'Echad. And the Sfira has to be Lechol Echad Vo'Echad. So what does the Gemara mean by this drosha of Shetei Sfira Lechol Echad Vo'Echad? So the Achroinim, the Machlokes Achroinim about it. So some Achroinim say Shetei Sfira Lechol Echad Vo'Echad, that the Pasuk is telling me that even so all mitzvahs of which are bedibul, you can be Yotzer with Shmei HaKoina. Here, there's a Gezeiris HaKosov by Sviris HaOimer, Usvartem Lochem, Shetei Svira Lechol Echad Ve'Echad. Everybody has to count the Svira himself, and it won't help Shmei HaKoina. Here, there's a Gezeiris HaKosov, Shmei HaKoina doesn't work. There's another case where Shmei HaKoina doesn't work. There's another two cases, we'll speak about the two cases. There's another two cases that Shmei HaKoina doesn't work. One case, Kriya Shema. Can you be Yotzer Kriya Shema with Shmei HaKoina? One person will say Kriya Shema, and everybody will listen to Kriya Shema. Be Yotzer Kriya Shema with Shmei HaKoina. Will that work or not? So the Eli Rabbah brings down Avodram. The Avodram says, and really it's also a run at the end of the Rosh Hashanah which brings down Yishalmi, that Kriyashma, you can't be Yotze with Shmei HaKoina. So the Ram brings down the pasuk v'shinamtom levonecha v'shinamtom shehei kol echad mishanin bepiv. Everybody has to say Kriyashma with his own mouth. Shinun, the mitzvah of Kriyashma is shinun, and shinun is not just a dibul; it's a higher darga of dibul. So it's shinun, and shinun you can only do with your own mouth, and you can't be yotzer it with Shmei HaKoina. That's Kriyashma. And that's the Ram's drosha. The Eli Rabbah brings down Avodram, and Avodram says that the drosha is v'dibarto bom. As here, the Torah says he can only be yotzer with dibul v'loy b'shmiya. V'dibarto bom. That's another case that Shmei HaKoina doesn't work. Tefillah is also another case where Shmei HaKoina doesn't work, and the Yishalmi says at the Svora that Shmei HaKoina doesn't work by Tefillah, she kol echad mevakish rachamim al atzmoy. Everybody has to daven for himself. Yeah, you can't say somebody else will daven for me. Everybody has to be mevakish rachamim al atzmoy. So Krishma is a case that Shmei HaKoina doesn't work. The Torah, the Tosis in Brocha says that the Makoir for Shmei HaKoina is Limud HaTorah. Yeah, so when I'm saying a Shia now to everybody, you've been Yotzer with Shmei HaKoina.
Is it the same thing by Birkas HaGoyim as well?
Yeah, that's...
Because each person has to give his own thanks.
Oh, yeah, because there's a different Shaila. Because my Birkas HaGoyim and your Birkas HaGoyim is something else. It's not halacha that I have to say it. It's just a different... I'm saying something else. Oh, so, some achrayim say as pshat in the Gemara when the Gemara says by sviris oima usvartem lechem shtei sviri lechol echod veechod, it means that you can't be yotze sviris oima with shemei koina. Everybody personally has to make sviris oima. The other achronim say, as what does the Gemara mean, usvartem lechem shtei sfira lechol echol be'echot, that the havamina, as there's another sphere in the Torah, which that is sviris hayovlois, that Bezdin has to count the shonim for the yovel. Yeah, that's a pasuk in Parshas Baha, that the svartem lechem chamishim shona, that you have to count the years of the yovel. So there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah for everybody in Klal Yisrael to count the years of the Yovel. It's a mitzvah on Bezdin. So here, Chazal are telling us that by Sviris Oima, don't think it's like Sviris HaYovelas, it's only on Bezdin a mitzvah to count the Oima. No, Mashmalan, as a mitzvah called Yochid v'Yochid. But the pasuk is not coming to tell me that there's no din that you can't count, that there's no din that you can't be yotze with Shemei Koid. So that's the machlokes achronim. Can you be yotze sviris oima with Shemei Koid? How have we got a drosha in the Gemara of Svatim Lechem, Shtei Tzviri, called Lechot v'Echot, is it telling me that I can't be yotze with Shemei Koid? Or is it telling me that there's not a mitzvah al bezdin? So the bealocha in Tov Pei Tes, the bealocha brings down that it is a machlokes. This machlokes achroinim is really a machlokes rishonim. This machlokes is a machlokes rishonim. So he brings down the Rashbo says that if the Svartim Lechem is coming to tell me that there's no din, that the Rashbo in Menachos says Svartim Lechem is coming to tell me as a mitzvah called Yochid v'Yochid, every Yochid has to say Tzviris Oima. In other words, you can't be Yotzer with Shemei HaKoina. Now the Rashba, the Bealocha brings down an interesting Ritzkeus. A very interesting Ritzkeus the Bealocha brings down. So the Ritzkeus says like this. Asmachta the Sviris Oima Bamida, we learn out of the Pesuk, B'hocha Cherubim Shebekoma, right? Now the interesting Shiloh. Ebe Moitzoi Shabbos, Emotze Shabbos, Sha'omrim la'achat filis arvis vihinoyam v'kedusha l'sidra. Motze Shabbos, after Maariv, you don't say Sviris Oima straight away. First you say vihinoyam, and then you say kedusha l'sidra, and then you say Sviris Oima. So the Ritzkeya says, the vihinoyam and kedusha l'sidra, everybody says it's sitting down. Besides for the pasuk vihinoyam, which you meant to say standing up. But after the pasuk v'hinoyim meant to say standing up, Yoshe b'seisa, you can ready sit down. So zok the Ritzkeis that v'hinoyim on kedusha sidra you say sitting down. So now to get the oilam up, that the oilam should stand for sviris oima is a tircha the tzibura. So the Ritzkeis says the shliach tzibur should make the brocha on Sviris Oima and say Sviris Oima and be moitzi the whole tzibur with Sviris Oima, and with that the oilam don't have to stand up for Sviris Oima because they'll be yotze Sviris Oima with Shemei HaKoina, and Mamela they can say seated, and so they'll go right through till the end of the Yitn L'chol. They don't have to stand up in between Kedusha the Sidra and the Yitn L'chol. They won't have to stand up. They just stay seated.
Why do you have to stand up first mighty? You have to be what he's doing.
So now the Mishnah Brura, the Bialocha, you've touched on the point. So now the Mishnah Brura brought down this Ritzkeus to tell me that I can be Yotze v'shmei koina. That's what he said. The Chazan says it makes brocha, and he says the sfira, and everybody says stay seated, and the Yotze sfira soima with shmei koina. Now, and the Mishabur brings down Rav Haigon says the same thing. Rav Haigon says that sfira soima, you can say, can be, the shliach tibur will be Yotze the tibur with sfira soima, and the tibur will stay seated. While it says Sviyu Soima. So now the big kasha. Now the big kasha. That very nice. You can be Yotze with Shemea Koina. But that halacha, the Sviyu Soima, has to be said standing up. So how can you be Yotze? Very nice, you be Yotze Shemea Koina. But Shemea Koina doesn't mean. Shemea Koina means. I am saying it, yeah? Shemea Koina. Translation of the word Shemea Koina means Shemea, when I hear, is Koina, like I am saying it. Oina is Loshen V'Niso V'Amarto in Kisova, yeah? Koina, like I am saying it. See, when I say Sviris Oima, I have to stand up because Alocha B'Koima. So now I'm being Yotze Sviris Oima with Shemea Koina. I should also be standing up. Now, to end for this kasha, this is lechatchila. This is lechatchila. The Ritz Geis is saying lechatchila. That's what you should do. You should be yotze shmei koina to enable that the tzibur don't have to stand up. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Lechatchila, you can do it. So the shaila is, how can you do it? What? Take away what? No, but if the chatchila tichas tzibura tells me he can be moitzi the tzibur b'shmei koina. Shmei koina is not b'dieved dik halacha. Shmei koina is a chatchila dik halacha. I'm yotze kiddush with shmei koina. I'm yotze not b'dieved. It's a chatchila. And some say the chatchila should do it like that. Broig on, I should do it. But if the yeshiva is a b'dieved, tichas tzibura not matter b'dieved. Actually, the tzibur has to do everything lechatchila. So the shaila, how does shemeya koina work? Yeah, the unknown shaila, how does shemeya koina work? There's a machlokes Beis Halevi and the Chazon Ish. How does shemeya koina work? So the Beis Halevi says, as shemeya koina works, literal translation of the word shemeya koina. Shemeya, when I hear a brocha or let's say Kriya Samagila, is Ko'oina. It's like I am saying it. If I hear Kriya Samagila, it's like I am saying now Kriya Samagila. So it's literally, I am Yotze with my Shmia alone. With my Shmia, I am Yotze the Brocha. There's one way of being Yotze the Brocha by saying it myself. There's another way of being Yotze the Brocha by Oina. By hearing the brocha, I can be yotze. Oh, but how am I yotze? With my own shmir. He's not doing anything to me. He's just passing over a brocha to me. But it's my shmir. With my shmir alone, I am yotze the brocha. So if you say, like the Beis Halevi, that with my own shmir, I am being yotze the brocha, who is counting the omer here? I am counting the omer. If I am counting the omer, then I will have to be standing while I hear the Sviris Oima from the Shlich Tzibur. I would have to stand because I am counting the Oima. Sorry? Hagoimol is a different Shaila. Hagoimol and Shech Yonu have got their own Shaila. Hagoimol is. Because Hagoimol is a brocha for my ness, for my ness. So it could be if for your ness is a totally different brocha. It's not the words. You're not mechuyev in this brocha at all. When I say Shechiyonu, this is what Mishbrura says. When I say Shechiyonu, I got a new suit. So I am besimcha that I've got a new suit. But your simcha that you got a new suit is not mine. Shechiyonu and Yontov, let's say Shechiyonu and Yontov, we're both making Shechiyonu on the same thing. But my simcha and your simcha is a total. Sorry? Now that's one mitzvah. It's all one mitzvah. It's one mitzvah of Svira. So the Beis Levi says, "As Shemea ka'oina your yoitzer, with Shmia you are yoitzer. It's my Shmia. He's just passing over to me a bracha, a Svira Soima, whatever, and it's my Shmia. With my Shmia I am yoitzer." The Chazon Ish says that Shemea ka'oina can't work like that. You can't be that with my Shmia I am yoitzer. So Chazon Ish has got a few tainas. One taina that the Chazon Ish has got are the halacha that there has to be a dibur which you mashmia l'oznov. I have to say something and I have to hear it. If I'm just being yoitzer with Shmia, I've got the chelik of mashmia l'oznov, but I haven't said anything. Yeah, it's the halacha of dibur. Number two, that's Chazon Ish's main kasha, that Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah, that the halacha is that Kriyas HaMegillah has to be mitoich haksav. I have to read the Megillah from a Megillah. I can't read the Megillah bal peh. So Chazon Ish asks, if I'm going to say like the Beis Halevi that I am yoitzer Kriyas HaMegillah with Shomea, my hearing the Megillah is koina, like I am saying it, but where are you saying it from? You're not saying it from a Megillah. If I'm not saying it from a Megillah, I can't be yoitzer. How can you say my Shmia is koina? And Chazon Ish got another kasha. The halacha of Kiddush al HaKos. The Kiddush, you have to make an HaKos. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if, let's say, my next door neighbor is making a Kiddush, and he's got a loud voice, or maybe there's a window in between us, yeah? So in front of me, there's no Kos. No, there's no nothing. But my neighbor is making Kiddush, and I'm hearing the Kiddush, he's got Kavanah to be made to me, I'll be yotze Kiddush. Why? Shemei Koina. I'm be yotze Kiddush with Shemei Koina. Where's my Kiddush al HaKos? Where's my Kos? If you're going to say like the Beis Halevi, as Shemei Koina means, I am yotze with my Shmia, I am yotze, but where's my Kos? I haven't got the Kos. Yeah, my neighbor has got the Kos. I haven't got the Kos. So the Chaz... No, there could be then the Kos is the fonof. No, the halacha is you have to say it ala Kos, and there has to be a shtiyos a Kos. So I'm saying the Kiddush on the Kos which is the fonof. I mean, hold the Kos b'shas Kiddush is not li'ikuva. That's halacha. Yeah, if you find the hole in your becher, and you had a bottle of wine on the table, and you've got das b'shas bracha for all the wine, you'd be yotzer, because the din kiddush al hakos is the kid al hakos shel afonov. So it could be usually you don't have to you might yotzer the din kiddush al hakos. And this heichatimtzer, when I'm being yotzer with my neighbor, I haven't got any wine in front of me, so I haven't got kiddush al hakos. So Mamela zot the Chazon Ish that shemea ka'ona does not work. That my hearing is like saying, no, the person who's saying it, and with my listening to what he is saying, so I am yoitzer with his dibble. I can make a connection between his dibble and me by me listening to what he's saying. So I am yoitzer with his dibble. That's how Shmei, that's the chiddush of Shmei Koina. What? Yeah, I'm psicha yoitzer next door. Yeah, that's klar I'm yoitzer. The shayla, how does it work? How does it work? So my. Well, oh, right. Oh, so now the dibber of the person saying it and my listening makes that I can be yoitzer with that, with his dibble. I am not saying it, he is saying it. But by him saying it, I've got his dibble. By me listening to what he is saying, I have got his dibble. But so I never said Kiddush. Who said Kiddush? He said Kiddush. Who laid the Megillah? He laid the Megillah mitoich haksav. I didn't lay Megillah. I've just got Hechatimsa made the connection between his dibur and me is by listening to him. And by Kiddush, who made Kiddush ala kois? He made Kiddush ala kois. I've got his Kiddush ala kois. I'm just transferring his Kiddush ala kois to me. Aber who made Kiddush? He made Kiddush. So now when we come to Svir Soima, who counted, who done the dibur of the Sviris Oima, the actual dibur of the Sviris Oima? I didn't do the dibur of the Sviris Oima. Who done the dibur of the Sviris Oima? The Shteich Tzibur, the Chazan done the dibur of the Sviris Oima. And the halacha of, that's the Chiddush of the Ritzkeis, the halacha of Hoche as Sviris Oima has to be Bamida. It's not when I'm Mekayim the mitzvah of Sviris Oima, do I have to do it Bamida? Not when the dibur of the Sviris Oima, the saying of the Oima, that has to be Ba'amida. So now when the Shlich Tzibur is Moitzi the Oilam with Sviris Oima, who said the dibur of Sviris Oima? The dibur of Sviris Oima was said by the Shlich Tzibur, and he was Ba'amida. And there's no din that the one who's listening has to stand, because he said it, not me, he said it. And I'm being Yotze with his dibur. So Mela, I'm being Yotze with his dibur, I don't have to stand, I can sit, and as long as he stood while he said the Sviris Oima, we will be Yotze ala chathchile dika Sviris Oima, because with Shemea Koina, as long as he stood, then it's okay for me as well. What? No, the Tirchot Tzibura is that not everybody should, maybe the Chatzchila, everybody should say Sviris Oima himself, not as Bimakai Mitz himself. So as Tirchot Tzibura, we say that he'll be Moitzi the whole Olam Lechatzchila. Yeah, true, yeah. Every day of the week, the whole Tzibur should say, because anyway, standing after Shmuna Esra, then anyway, standing, so say Sviris Soima Bamida, so everybody should say themselves. But on Motzei Shabbos, everybody's sitting already. So if everybody's sitting, so Mele, B'yotzer Shmei Koina, and the Dibur of Sviris Soima is said Bamida by the Shliach Tzibur. Only? Yeah, that's all different. But really, it's theoretically. You could be Yotze with a Chazan if you want to, but there's no necessity to do it. It's better, the mitzvah is that everybody, more the Chatchila, everybody should be Soy for himself. Oh, you've asked a good Kasha. That you have to stand up for Kaddish. Yeah? You have to stand up for Kaddish. So if you have a look in Hilchos Kaddish, yeah? If you have a look in Hilchos Kaddish, I think the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Kaddish. That the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Kaddish V'yesh Oimrim, that you don't. Who's the V'yesh Oimrim? Samaril. The Maril says She'ein Tzorech Lamed. You don't have to stand for Kaddish. A Kaddish which he anyway standing for, you were standing beforehand, you have to stay standing. But a Kaddish which you were sitting beforehand, you can stay seated. Yeah, that's a V'yesh Oimrim. Yeah, so now for the Kaddish for after the Kedushas Vinoyim and Kedushas Sidra Motzei Shabbos, so Medina, the Zecher Shittas and Rishonim, that you can stay seated, so the Ritzkeis will surely go with that, will go with that Shitta. Oh, no, Kiddush is a different Shaila. Because there has to be one kvius. So one kvius, so could be if the Makadish is standing and you're sitting or faket, so Mamela, it's not called one kvius. And the Chatchila has to be one kvius. That's a different shaila, but it's not the problem of Shmei Koina, it's a separate shaila that.
Is that the same if you missed out a day?
If you missed out a day.
You can't
The feet of Beis Halevi, yeah, of course he should do Shmei Kohen on the Brocha. Yeah, I mean, because Bediyev, you're asking a different shayla. Why not? So Machlokes is a Shoinim. Oh, so you've touched on a new shayla here. I don't want to touch on that shayla. This is a slach, I think, in Psochem. The Kveger brings down a slach. But if you've got a sofik, if you have to make a brocha or not, can I be yotze? Can I ask somebody else to be moitzi me? Why? Because al atzad I'm not mechuyev. I am making a brocha levatola. So according to the Beis Halevi, could be. Well, according to the Chazon Eish, I won't be making a brocha levatola.
No, according to Chazon Eish, it's fine.
Yeah. According to the Beis Halevi. Yeah, according to the Beis Levi, could be I've got a shayla of a brocha levatola, and the slach is taka choishesh that the shayla brocha levatola on it. So, but the ma'aser in halacha, we're not really choishesh for this slach, I'll tell you what you do. So the slach tells you, you know what the slach tells you to do, that the slach says. If I don't need to, if I'm not mechuyev in the brocha, I don't want to be yotze with your shmir. I make a tenai. Yeah, that's what Slach says. If I don't want to be yotze, if I'm not mechuyev, I don't want to be yotze with your shmir. So meila, there'll be no shaila or brocha batola. Yeah, that's what Slach says. Yeah, this is Slach shaila. Slach says that the shaila of brocha levatola on Shmei Koina. The chayra that's going with the base, chayra is going with the base Levi, that there is a shaila of brocha levatola on Shmei Koina. Oh, so now, just to bring up, time's running out, just to bring up a shtikal akasha. So now we've learned, if you've been yotze with Shmei Koina, you don't have to have all the halachas that the person who's saying it has to have. So the person saying it has to say Sviyus Oyim Bamida, but the person who's listening doesn't have to be Bamida, he can be Yeshiva. So now, we'll go just touch Chazoras Hashatz. Chazoras Hashatz. Now, what is the takana of Chazoras Hashatz? The takana of Chazoras Hashatz is that there's a machlokes rishonim. Why? What is the takana of Chazoras Hashatz? Or what's the takana bizmanenu? So in the pashtus of Gemara, at the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says the takana of Chazoras Hashatz was lahoitzi as she'enoi boki, somebody who cannot daven himself. So the Shliach Tzibah is moitzi him, says over Shmoneh Esra, enabled to be moitzi him with Shmoneh Esra. Yeah, that's why the Be'alocha says that if the Shliach Tzibah is not mechaven in the first brocha in Ovis, then it is not a Shmoneh Esra, and Amela he won't be yotze Chazoras Hashatz, because the whole Chazoras Hashatz is to be moitzi somebody else with Shmoneh Esra. Your Shmoneh Esra is not a Shmoneh Esra. So the Be'alocha says, but maybe it will work. Why? Because Shemea Koina. So the Be'alocha says, Shemea Koina Kilu, I am saying it myself. And if Ki'ilu, I am saying it myself, so Mamela, I'll have Kavona. The person listening will have Kavona. Because Shemea Koina, I'm saying it myself, so you don't have Kavona. But I'll have Kavona. So Mamela works. So Be'alocha Lemaisa is matcha that. He is matcha that. Tzad is not happy with it. No, the Shlich Tzibah has to listen. Now, there's a second reason, which the Rosh says, why we make Chazoras Hashatz. Because the Tfilas Lachash, we can't say Kedusha. And so to enable us to say Kedusha, so we say Chazoras Hashatz, the whole Chazoras Hashatz is to enable the Tzibah to be able to say Kedusha. And so we make Chazoras Hashatz to be able to say Kedusha, and it says also to answer Moedim. For those two things, we make the whole Chazoras Hashatz. So, really, it's a machlokes two simonim in Shulchan Aruch. why the is Chazor Sashatz? In Kuf Chav Talad, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens of the Tachlis of Chazor Sashatz is Lhoitzi She'enoi Boki. That's why we say Chazor Sashatz. Nowadays we don't have an Eino Boki. Yeah, the Eino Boki of Bezman Chazal, he is very interesting type of person. Yeah, but there's a very interesting type of person, this Eino Boki, because the Eino Boki had to be somebody which understood Loshna Kodesh, and when he listened to the Shlich Tzibah, he understood every word that the Shlich Tzibah said, but he still couldn't say Chazor Tashat. He still couldn't say Shemon Ezra. Yeah, somebody who understood everything. Yeah, I wouldn't like to go around the shuls asking everybody what's translation of every word in Shemon Ezra. Yeah. What?
You can't read.
Yeah, but you can learn it about there. If he understands what he says, you can learn it about there. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, in those days, everybody davened Baal Peh. Yeah, the whole davening basically was Baal Peh. Yeah, there's no print. It's all the machzah was for the chazan. Yeah, the siddur was for the chazan. Only the chazan had the siddur. Okay, that's the Eino Boki. That's the Eino Boki of Bizman Chazal. So nowadays, we haven't got the Eino Boki. Everybody can daven by themselves. So why is there a takona of Chazorot HaShatz? The takona of Chazorot HaShatz is because the once were Masakan, so the takona was, we don't have to search for Eino Bokis. Every Tzibba has to say Chazorot HaShatz. So the Ramah says, v'yesh oimrim, shekol ha'om yamdu kishechoyza ashat satvila. Av b'shatz chazorat ashat, the tzibur shouldn't sit. Everybody has to stand while b'shatz chazorat ashat, everybody has to stand. Yeah, in the Shuchnorich is not brought any choylik on it. It's brought as a yesh oimrim, and everybody should stand b'shatz chazorat ashat. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what is the reason that everybody should stand b'shas chazor tashatz? Tamam, kiven shemechavnim v'shoymim mashatz, because the mechavan and the listening to the shlich tzibah, v'shemea ko'ina, and shemea ko'ina, ke'ilu mispallim ba'atzmam damya, is ke'ilu they are davening themselves, and memela, when you daven shemein esra, you have to stand. So Mamela, now you also have to stand. So now the kasha is, as we just learned a bi'alocha in Hilchos Sfiris Oimer, that the Ritz Geir said that if I'm being Yotze Shemei Koina, I don't have to stand. I can sit as long as the Chazan said Sfiris Oimer Ba'amida. Here the Mishnah Berurah says, why does everybody have to stand b'chazorot hashatz? Because Shemei Koina. What? Okay, you stand for Kedusha.
No, then you've taken away the whole
Tichu Disibura.
Therefore, you've anyway got to stand for Mamela, therefore.
The Mishnah Berurah don't say that. The Mishnah Berurah says Shemei Koina.
Yeah, but the whole thing from my day, you didn't stand. You were in the seat
with him, you know you've got to stand anyway. So once you've got to, so therefore you've taken away the whole Shemei. I mean, let's take the suggestion for Chazorot HaShatz on Musaf Rosh Hashanah. That you're standing for. I know the kedusha of Musaf Rosh Hashanah is quite long. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch says why are tkiyas of the tkiyas in Shemon Esra of Rosh Hashanah called tkiyas to Mu'umad? Why do you have to stand for those tkiyas? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, because you have to stand for Chazorot HaShatz, so mainly you have to stand for the Tekiyas as well. That's what Adosh Deit in Shulchan Aruch Rav. Not because you have to stand for the Tekiyas, you have to stand for Chazorot HaShatz. Because you have to stand for Chazorot HaShatz, that's why you have to stand for the Tekiyas. So Shteit Do in Mishnah Berurah, that you have to stand for Chazorot HaShatz, Shemei Koina. By Sfiris HaOmer, he says, if I'm Yotze Sfiris HaOmer, I can do it b'yeshiva. Even so, the drosha of Sfiris HaOmer, that it has to be b'koima, has to be b'amida, but a Shemei Koina is b'yeshiva. Here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shemei Koina, And Bachzor is a shot have to stand because I'm like a Shmei Koina. So I think the Chilik is, I won't go into the Arichas here, but I think the Chilik is Poshut. By Tefillah, why you have to stand by Shmoneh Esra is not because the words of Shmoneh Esra have to be said by Amida. No, somebody who is Mispalo Lifnei HaMelech, he has to be Oymed. Tefillah is a matzav of Oymed Lifnei HaMelech. So it's not a halacha in the dibur of Tefillah, of speaking of Tefillah, that it has to be Bamida. That maybe could be Yeshiva. But somebody who's davening in front of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, he has to be Bamida. So there's no nafkamina who's saying the words, but the mice in the end of the day, what are you? You are a mispalel. What? Chazor Sashat. No, Tefillah Shmoneh Esra. Tefillah, not Tachnun, not Stam Tachnun. Tefillah Shmoneh Esra. Tefillah Shmoneh Esra, you are Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. So it's no different if you're saying the words or you're not saying the words. The Maisa, your Matzav now is a Matzav of davening. And a Matzav of Tefillah Shmoneh Esra has to be Bamida. But your Mispalel Lefnei HaMelech. And the Mispalel Lefnei HaMelech has to be Bamida. Not because the words of Tefillah of Shmoneh Esra have to be Bamida. Because that is the Matzav, I don't know what the English word for the Matzav, the... No, it's not situation, it's... What? You can't translate everything. It's the way how a person has to present himself... What? How a person has to present himself by Shmoneh Esra, he has to present himself with Lifnei HaMelech, and the presenting himself with Lifnei HaMelech has to be Ba'amida. Now, a bit of a proof to this is, as the Mishnah Berurah says, the Mechaber says, if the Einet Boki is Yotze Shmoneh Esra from the Shliach Tibur, who has to do the three steps back after Shmoneh Esra? Is there enough that the Shliach Tzibah does it, or I have to do it? So the Mechaber says that the Einet Boki has to do it. The Einet Boki has to do it. So the Bach says, why does the Einet Boki have to do it? He's saying Shmoneh Esra, why does the Einet Boki have to do it? So he says, you are just the Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. And now you're being Nifta Mirabah, you're saying goodbye to your Odin. So you were the Mispalo, so you have to do the Sholosh Pesiyas. Why? Because you are Oymed Lefnei HaMelech. So this halacha that the Shmoneh Esra, the Shemei Koina, is poshet because you are a Mispalo, and as somebody who davens has to stand. Thus? No, you don't. Only by Yisrael. Yeah, that's clear. That's clear. Might even don't have to.
We have without the Takona. As the symbol of the Yotze now is Chazal Shashat. That's it.